Before we begin today's show, I have some important news to share with you. Premier Insight's financial year ends on June the 30th, and it's vital we close a final funding gap of $94,000 by that date. The great news is generous friends of the ministry have offered a new $5,000 matching grant, which will double your gift today up to that amount. That's why I wanted to take just a moment before we get into today's podcast to ask for your help. If you would, please take a moment today to give your best gift at premierinsight.org/Bible in a year. That's premierinsight.org/Bible in a year. Thank you for understanding how important your gift is today and for giving generously. And now it's time for today's podcast.
The Bible in a Year, bringing the Word to life.
Father God, as we listen to your word, open our minds so we can understand the scriptures. Speak to us by your spirit and fix your words in our hearts and minds. Amen. Psalm 53. The fool says in his heart, "There is no God." They are corrupt and their ways are vile. There is no one who does good. God looks down from heaven on all mankind, to see if there are any who understand, any who seek God. Everyone has turned away, all have become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one. Do all these evildoers know nothing? They devour my people as though eating bread. They never call on God. But there they are, overwhelmed with dread, where there was nothing to dread. God scattered the bones of those who attacked you. You put them to shame, for God despised them. Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion. When God restores his people, let Jacob rejoice, and Israel be glad.
The Gospel according to St. John, chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning him. He cried out, saying, "This is the one I spoke about when I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me.'" Out of his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace already given. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in the closest relationship with the Father, has made him known. Now this was John's testimony when the Jewish leaders in Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to ask him who he was. He did not fail to confess, but confessed freely, "I am not the Messiah." They asked him, "Then who are you? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Finally, they said, "Who are you? Give us an answer to take back to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" John replied in the words of Isaiah the prophet, "I am the voice of one calling in the wilderness. Make straight the way for the Lord." Now the Pharisees who had been sent questioned him, "Why then do you baptize if you are not the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" "I baptize with water," John replied. "But among you stands one who you do not know. He is the one who comes after me, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie." This all happened at Bethany, on the other side of the Jordan, where John was baptizing.
Joshua chapters 15 and 16. The land allotted to the tribe of Judah, according to its clans, extended down to the territory of Edom, to the desert of Zin, in the extreme south. Their southern boundary started from the bay at the southern end of the Dead Sea, crossed south of Scorpion Pass, continued on to Zin, and went over to the south of Kadesh Barnea. Then it ran past Hezron, up to Adar, and curved round to Karka. It then passed along to Asmon and joined the Wadi of Egypt, ending at the Mediterranean Sea. This is their southern boundary. The eastern boundary is the Dead Sea as far as the mouth of the Jordan. The northern boundary started from the bay of the sea at the mouth of the Jordan, went up to Beth Hogla and continued north of Beth Arabah, to the stone of Bohan, son of Reuben. The boundary then went up to Debir from the valley of Achor and turned north to Gilgal, which faces the pass of Adumim, south of the gorge. It continued along to the waters of En Shemesh and came out at En Rogel. Then it ran up to the valley of Ben Hinnom along the southern slope of the Jebusite city, that is Jerusalem. From there it climbed to the top of the hill west of the Hinnom Valley at the northern end of the Valley of Rephaim. From the hilltop, the boundary headed towards the spring of the waters of Nephtoah, came out at the towns of Mount Ephron, and went down towards Bachla, that is Kiriath-Jearim. Then it curved westward from Bachla to Mount Seir, ran along the northern slope of Mount Jearim, that is Kesalon, continued down to Beth Shemesh, and crossed to Timnah. It went to the northern slope of Ekron, turned towards Shikaron, passed along to Mount Bachai, and reached Jabneel. It went to the northern slope of Ekron, turned towards Shikaron, passed along to Mount Bachla, and reached Jabneel. The boundary ended at the sea. The western boundary is the coastline of the Mediterranean Sea. These are the boundaries around the people of Judah by their clans. In accordance with the Lord's command to him, Joshua gave to Caleb, son of Jephunneh, a portion in Judah, Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron. Arba was the forefather of Anak. From Hebron, Caleb drove out the three Anakites, Shishah, Achamin, and Talmah, the sons of Anak. From there, he marched against the people living in Dabir, formerly called Kiriath Sefer. And Caleb said, I will give my daughter Aksar in marriage to the man who attacks and captures Kiriath Sefer. Othniel, son of Kenaz, Caleb's brother, took it. So Caleb gave his daughter Aksar to him in marriage. One day when she came to Othniel, she urged him to ask her father for a field. When she got off her donkey, Caleb asked her, What can I do for you? She replied, Do me a special favour. Since you have given me land in the Negev, give me also springs of water. So Caleb gave her the upper and lower springs. This is the inheritance of the tribe of Judah, according to its clans. The southernmost towns of the tribe of Judah in the Negev, towards the boundary of Edom, were Kabzeel, Eda, Jagur, Kinar, Dimona, Adodah, Kedesh, Hazor, Ithnan, Ziph, Telem, Bealoth, Hazor Hadatar, Kerioth Hezron, that is Hazor, Amam, Shema, Moladar, Hazar Gadar, Heshmon, Beth Pelet, Hazar Shual, Beersheba, Biziothia, Bachla, Ayim, Ezem, Eltolad, Kesil, Horma, Ziklag, Madmanar, Sanzanar, Lebeoth, Shilhim, Ain, and Rimon. A total of 29 towns and their villages. In the western foothills, Ishtael, Zora, Ashna, Zanoa, En-Ganim, Tapua, Enam, Jarmuth, Adulam, Socho, Azikar, Sharim, Adithaim, and Gedera or Gederothaim, 14 towns and their villages. Zenen, Hadashah, Migdalgad, Dilion, Mitzpah, Joktiel, Lachish, Bozkath, Eglon, Kabon, Lamas, Kitlish, Gederoth, Beth Dagon, Nachma, and Makedah, 16 towns and their villages. Libna, Ether, Ashan, Iftar, Ashnan, Nezib, Kelia, Akzeb, and Marashah, 9 towns and their villages. Ekron, with its surrounding settlements and villages west of Ekron. All that were in the vicinity of Ashdod, together with their villages. Ashdod, its surrounding settlements and villages, and Gaza, its settlements and villages, as far as the Wadi of Egypt and the coastline of the Mediterranean Sea. In the hill country, Shamir, Jatir, Soka, Dana, Kiriath Sana, that is Debir, Anab, Estimo, Anim, Goshen, Holon, and Gilo, 11 towns and their villages. Arab, Duma, Ishan, Janim, Beth Tapua, Afikar, Chamtar, Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, and Zeor, 9 towns and their villages. Maon, Carmel, Ziph, Juta, Jezreel, Jokdim, Zanoa, Cain, Gibeah and Timnah, 10 towns and their villages, Halhul, Bethzur, Gedor, Machrath, Beth Anoth, and Eltikon, 6 towns and their villages, Kiriath Baal, that is Kiriath Jearim, and Rabbah, 2 towns and their villages. In the wilderness, Beth Arabah, Midin, Sakakar, Nibshan, the city of Salt, and En-Gedi, six towns and their villages. Judah could not dislodge the Jebusites who were living in Jerusalem. To this day, the Jebusites live there with the people of Judah. The land allotted to Joseph began at the Jordan east of the springs of Jericho and went up from there through the desert into the hill country of Bethel. It went on from Bethel, that is Luz. It crossed over to the territory of the Archites in Ataroth, descended westward to the territory of the Jephthahites as far as the region of the lower Beth Horon and on to Gezer, ending at the Mediterranean Sea. So Manasseh and Ephraim, the descendants of Joseph, received their inheritance. This was the territory of Ephraim according to its clans. The boundary of their inheritance went from the Ataroth Adar in the east to Upper Beth Horon and continued to the Mediterranean Sea. From Mich Mephath on the north, it curved eastward to Tanath Shiloh, passing by it to Jahdnoah on the east. Then it went down from Jahdnoah to Ataroth and the Nara, touched Jericho and came out at the Jordan. From Tapua, the border went west to the Kanar Ravine and ended at the Mediterranean Sea. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the Ephraimites according to its clans. It also included all the towns and their villages that were set aside for the Ephraimites within the inheritance of the Manassites. They did not dislodge the Canaanites living in Gezer. To this day, the Canaanites live among the people of Ephraim, but are required to do forced labour.
Father God, thank you for saving me, for your amazing grace, amazing love. How can it be that thou, my God, should die for me? Amen.
For more resources to help you bring the word to life, go to premier.org.uk/Bible. This reading has been taken from the NIV Bible Biblica and is published by Hodder and Stoughton.